All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Theory. I figured out what happened. I had a malware program installed by a very popular, well-known, open-source codec pack called K-Lite. I've been using it for years, and apparently they installed Emphatica, which makes things fuzzy and skip and all this other shit. So it was a small program, it wasn't very obtrusive, I didn't have to go into the root or anything. But I just went in there, deleted the files, and uninstalled K-Lite, and installed Lava something or other, and everything seems to work good now. I haven't had any problems with that. And I checked Lava to make sure that there wasn't any weird files installed or weird folders. And there isn't. So everything's good now. I haven't had any issues in a long time. So let's go ahead and get started. Oh, by the way, I'm not able to bring you Lust Academy right yet. We'll bring you that tomorrow.
You try opening the last remaining door, only to find it locked as well.
You've gotta be kidding me.
Maybe we should just call the time of death.
Getting cold feet already?
Oh, baby. My feet are anything but cold.
Was that supposed to be a joke?
I don't know what that was. So, what's our plan?
How about going outside?
It's not something we can do outside.
Why not?
Don't you want to make it special?
What's so special about it?
What?
Uh-oh. Fuck! I meant to say, if it's you, every moment is special.
Is that what you really meant?
Yes.
That's so sweet.
Phew, I nearly shat myself. Can't believe that worked.
No one can.
But I'd like it if it wasn't outside. This time?
But where do we go?
I don't know. Maybe you could come over tomorrow and we could...
Tomorrow? I finally get the fucker and there's not a free room in sight?
What's wrong with tomorrow?
There's no tomorrow.
I get it. Look like there's no tomorrow, but this amount of pressure doesn't seem to chill with me. That's why we should...
Pure frustration coursing through your body. You kick the door next to you, magically opening it in the process.
Oh?
Automatically. I'll take it. Well, there you go.
Cautiously opening the door, you look inside.
What in the...
Damn.
Enters the room, her eyes twinkling with wonder.
Amy's family's a whole different level.
You don't even see half of these things in a sex shop.
You've been to a lot of those?
What's with the questions?
What's with not answering them?
As you make a hand motion, pretending to seal your lips, Ellie laughs.
Okay, okay.
A blissful sigh escapes Ellie's lips, the silky fabric cooling her skin. The rattle of chains echoes through the quiet room as Ellie brushes herself against them.
Come on, let's go. I know I wanted a free room, but this is too much. I don't think we should be in here.
Why don't you come in?
I think there's a reason why this room was locked.
Obviously. But how about you come in and lock it back again?
Is it just me or is the atmosphere weird?
Pushing back the itching feeling, you enter the room. The door bangs closed, followed by the click indicating they're locked. As a coy smile graces Ellie's lips, the itching feeling disappears completely.
Good choice.
Gently sliding off the bed, her dress rises slightly, exposing her slender legs.
Why isn't he coming over yet? Could he be nervous? Why don't you... come closer?
Like a savage predator, you cautiously approach Ellie. Your piercing stare making her shiver. Gently tilting her chin up, your lips collide in a blissful synergy of uncontrollable lust. Your tongues intertwine in rhythm to the music, your ragged breath mixing together in addition with Ellie's lewd moans, molding your finger into her soft skin. You lift Ellie up on the bed, a breathless gasp leaving her swollen lips. Jumping onto the high bed, you don't waste time and crash your lips back on Ellie's. Your tongues keep battling for dominance as the music from downstairs blasts through the walls. Ellie sways her body, towering over you. Lifting her dress up, she exposes her slender body to your eyes.
Damn!
You greedily trace your hands up her hips. Over her ribs. And under her soft breast. Pulling her back to your torso, your lips find hers, yet again. You suck her bottom lip as your hands playfully circle her hard nipples, igniting the already burning sensation. Her fingers slide against your torso, and your frustration from not having skin contact becomes too hard to bear. With you back on top, her body wiggles against the mattress, the cold sheets giving her shivers. Almost ripping your shirt off, you throw it to the floor.
Eager?
Ghosting over her question, you come down to the nook of her neck, placing soft, feathery kisses. Your lips trail down the frail line between her neck and collarbone. Grazing over the her plump breast, your breath tickling her sensitive nipples.
Over the her?
Coursing further down her stomach, the anticipation builds up to its maximum. Her breathing becomes ragged as she feels your warm breath pass over her burning wetness. But much to her dismay, your lips move to her inner thigh.
She's close to losing it, and I love it.
Please.
Smirking against her soft skin, you proceed licking her tender skin, making moans escape her lips. Retracing your steps, you kiss down her thigh. Nibbling. Sucking. And licking. Coming down, Ellie twitches. The familiar feeling of your hot breath hitting her moist pussy, intensifying her need for you. The moment your tongue flicks her clit, her hand is back in your hair, enabling you to run away again.
Fuck.
Wow. Yeah, we got enough time.
You swipe your tongue through her lips, proceeding to suck on her burning spot. Ellie's fingers keep clutching your hair harder and harder. Inserting your tongue in her moisture, the sensation builds up the need for more. Joining her hips to your rhythm, your bodies dance together as Ellie's moans become louder and louder.
Oh, shit. Your tongue feels... Oh...
You tighten the grip on her thighs, controlling her random haywire hip sways. Needing air, your head pops back up.
Like it that much?
Oh shut up!
The pain of your hard-on pressed against your jeans becomes too unbearable.
Damn it.
Does it hurt?
A bit?
Why don't you take them off, then?
She's right.
Your hard-on springs out, Ellie's piercing gaze watching the scene unfold. Her breath hits your anticipating length as she inches closer and closer.
I'll help make you feel better.
She circles her tongue around your tip, her saliva moistening your throbbing cock.
Shit.
She wraps her lips around your shaft, taking it deeper down her throat. Her tongue pressed against your length, grazing up and down with each bob.
Shit, this'll go bad if she keeps it up. Ellie!
Your fingers running through her hair now, pushing Ellie beyond her limits.
He's gonna choke me with that cock. But what a way to go.
But wait!
Feeling yourself nearing the edge, you pop your cock out, heavy pants leaving your lips.
Shit, that was close.
Can't have you coming just yet.
Ellie positions herself on her back again, sliding her hand down her body and over her down parts.
The thing is, this is actually my first time.
Really? Would she bail out like she usually does?
Are you implying I go around spreading my legs for everyone?
No, I didn't.
I know.
She spreads her glistening lips, showing you how serious her words are.
Be gentle, okay?
With the speed of lightning.
Kaboom! Is it really okay?
You're not just anyone.
Not needing additional persuasion, you excitedly proceed, positioning yourself at her entrance.
Just go slow, please.
Hey, as long as she didn't have Taco Bell, we're good.
You glide your tip through her moist lips, lubricating your length some more. Unable to control yourself any longer, your cock slides against Ellie's walls, feeling it stretch the further you go.
It hurts.
I can't even eat Taco Bell no more. It made me sick last time I had it. Gotta go get real Mexican food. I'm sorry.
Just take it slow. Please.
You slowly push further, her pussy squeezing your entire length.
So tight.
Balls deep, you don't move, letting Ellie get used to the sensation.
Are you okay?
It's okay.
Taking a moment, you look down on a spread out Ellie.
This was definitely worth the wait. What?
Instead of repeating herself, she sways her hips, holding on to the new sensation, investigating it further. It soon becomes more pleasurable by the second.
Shit, almost came right there.
Soon, the itching pain gets clouded by pure and raw lust, and the air around you keeps getting heavier. Letting Ellie get accustomed to the new experience, you watch in awe as her cries get a new meaning.
Please, move.
Damn.
Grabbing hold of her thighs, You slowly start moving, catching Ellie's rhythm.
Yes. I didn't know. It feels so good.
I don't know how long I can take it slow. You're so... I won't be able to control myself any longer.
Her walls squeeze your entire shaft, lubing it with her juices. The pulsation and the tension builds up, the room slowly getting filled with your breathless moans and grunts.
More. Faster.
Fulfilling her wishes, you pick up the speed.
Yes.
Your balls slap her pussy with each slam, her moans becoming louder and louder.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ellie's lewd voice is enough to get you closer to the edge.
Ellie.
Seeing the look on your face, she suddenly shuffles back. Your cock springing out, covered in Ellie's juice.
Not yet.
She inches her face closer to your twitching cock, a coy smile framing her lips.
A bit more.
Licking your tip clean from herself, you clench your teeth, holding the climax at bay.
Does I know how to do.
Shit! If there's a god, please!
Licking her lips clean, Ellie looks at you mischievously.
Shit!
Eat it good.
Twirling around, her perky ass comes in view. Her skin glimmers in the nightlights.
Don't just stand there.
She sways her hips, inviting you.
Come get your reward.
Okay, don't have to tell me twice.
Grabbing her hips, you position your cock on her entrance. Gently gliding it inside. Thrusting slowly, you penetrate Ellie's pussy. Your cock, once again on familiar terrain, welcomes the surrounding throbbing.
There. Amazing.
Finding the pace insufficient, you decide to pick it up a little.
This is it. I need to give it my all. I can't hold it much longer anyway.
Grabbing hold of the board above your head, and using the outside strength, you ram your cock deep down Ellie's burning cunt.
Fuck!
Once inside, you keep destroying any remaining sanity she has left.
Fuck! Yes! Fuck my tight little pussy! Shit! Fuck!
Sweat dripping from your forehead, you thrust like you never did before.
Shit!
Yes, there! Fuck me there!
Ellie, I can't hold on any longer!
I'm gonna come too. Give me your cum. Fill me up!
Ellie bounces her ass, your skin smacking, as she rides the waves of her climax.
Fuck!
Sliding a finger into her ass, you manage to add in the few last thrust. Your cum filling Ellie's twitching pussy.
Oh, fuck.
Unable to stay on your legs, your climax overwhelming, you fall back on your back.
Ugh.
From this perspective, you watch as your cum drips out of Ellie's pussy.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
Shuffling, Ellie crawls towards you.
It hurts a little.
Dropping next to you. Her head rests on your extended arm as her body snuggles into your embrace.
Oh, isn't that nice? How do you feel? Does anything hurt?
Are you worried?
Gently pecking the top of her head, you rest your cheek on top of it.
A little.
It did in the start.
Yeah.
Yeah, but from what I heard, that's normal. Especially when your size is in question.
Tightening your hold on Ellie, you pull her deeper into your chest.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. That feels nice.
Tightening your hold, Ellie presses herself deeper into your embrace.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me, excuse me, you can ask for a kidney for all I care.
Careful now. Don't you know the quiet ones are the most dangerous ones?
Trust me, you're anything but quiet.
How dare you!
Did I lie, though?
Ellie presses her hand against your stomach.
Seems like a healthy kidney.
Uh-oh. What have I got myself into?
Told you already. A lot of trouble.
Did sound too good to be true. First my dick and now my kidney.
Dummy.
You pull Ellie back into your embrace, chuckling at her flimsy hands smacking your torso.
What do you want to know?
Would you like to join us for dinner tomorrow?
Dinner? Us?
It's just me and my mom.
And your dad?
He's...
Went out for a pack of smokes. It's okay, we don't have to talk about it.
It's not that I don't want... Thanks. So, what do you say? Come on, there's gonna be food.
Of course, it's a dinner.
Yummy food. An amazing dessert.
Oh? Tell me more about this dessert.
That got your attention, didn't it?
What can I say? I have a sweet tooth.
I'll be sure to prepare something sweet.
I can hardly wait.
Thought so.
Snuggling some more, you sigh in relaxation.
I would have invited you today, but I didn't want to seem clingy or pushy.
Well, you were clinging to me pretty hard.
When did I do that?
While my
Ellie collides her lips onto yours, stopping you mid-sentence.
Better.
Already silencing me?
I would never. Anyway, is that a yes to dinner?
It's a hard yes.
Great.
Not that it'll happen if the day doesn't continue. Wait, she said something about having dinner today as well. Does that mean I could get invited today? You mentioned wanting to invite me today, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't want to seem clingy and pushy?
That's what I said.
So I could do that?
Do what?
Come over for dinner today?
You mean, like in today? The ongoing day?
Yeah.
If you find a way to go back in time, sure.
I'll ask for a way right now, because I really don't feel like repeating the day over and over again to find a way, hypothetically speaking. If I were to go back a day and you'd have no memories of this ever happening, how do I ask to be invited to dinner?
Hypothetically?
Of course.
Ask me, what's cooking, good looking?
I'm serious.
So am I.
If I find out you're messing with me...
What will you do?
I might just spank your pretty little tush.
I don't see how I lose either way.
Then we have a deal?
Okay.
Feelings of fulfillment warming her body, Ellie smiles into your chest. You lay there, comfort and the warmth of Yor's arms, sending you both to a deep slumber.
Like Albert Einstein said, der Morgens, den Rossen, Mott, Salt, Schossen, Werden. Huh? Okay, so. No, we didn't do that. I should catch Ellie as early as possible so I can invite myself to dinner at her house later. My safest bet would be to bump into her before class starts. This is getting kind of interesting, but it's also getting kind of long. Alright, guys, so that's all we've got for Lust Theory today. Obviously, we'll have more Lust Theory next week. So, stay tuned. I'm out.